Okay, good morning. Past week has been Daf Tzadi Tes, Maseches Ezevin, 10th Perek. We're going to try to put these two Mishnayos together, the Mishnah at the bottom of Tzadi Ches on the base, and Mishnah and Tzadi Tes. Let's see the Mishnah on Tzadi Ches on the base on the bottom. The Mishnah says a person may stand in the Mishnah Yochid Metalpul B'Shus HaRabim, and he's moving something in the Mishnah HaRabim. He himself is standing in the Mishnah Yochid. Were he to transfer the thing that he was being Metalpul from Mishnah Yochid, this would be a problem, but the Mishnah was not concerned. Even though he's standing in the Mishnah Yochid, he can Metalpul B'Shus HaRabim or Bishisem Tapas Sayochar, we've actually Yetzi Chutz Me'abamis, on the condition going back in the Reisha, when he's doing the Tiltul in the Rishis Rabim, that so we have the regular Isser of Havoras Dal Amis Rishis Rabim, so he has to be careful that he doesn't do that. But otherwise, we're not concerned the fact that he's standing in one Rishis and he's been Metaful in the different Rishis. Rashi says, "Omer od mishnah yochid bebayis, either in a house, the hagag, or is on top of a roof, v'shoyche, bending down, v'noitul chef, v'shus rabim, kan omniche kan." Takes it one spot and puts it in another spot in the shus rabim. "Uvavad shlo yoytzi me'aba amoysov," Rashi says, "Mimokim shohem munach boy," from the original place that it was lying. Me'aba amoysov of the chef itself. The chiddush of the Mishnah over here is, what's the possible problem? What's he doing wrong? Why is the Mishnah making a point that it's mutter? The point is that there might have been room to make a gzeira. He's standing one just from another, just let's be concerned. He might pull it into himself. Might bring it in. The Mishnah is saying that we're not gozer. Now let's see the Gemara over here. At this point of the Mishnah, we'll see the Gemara. Masin l'Rav Chinna b'Shlam l'Chia b'Rav Kamei d'Rav Lo Yamid Od M'Shus HaYochim Talta B'Shus HaRabim. The way that Rav Chinna said over the Halacha in the Mishnah was this case in the Mishnah, but it was Osir Lo Yamid. A person may not do that. Omalei. So Rav told him, Shavki Sabon Alas Krav Meir, that the way you're saying over the Mishnah, that's Shitas Rav Meir, but the Rabbanon don't hold like that. Rashi tells us he's referring to the Mishnah later on. Let's see the Mishnah on Kuf Aleph, Omen Aleph. The Mishnah, the second Mishnah towards the bottom, Kuf Aleph, Omen Aleph, the Mishnah says, Lo Yamed Ad Mishnah Sayochel, V'yiftach V'shus HaRabim. First standing one with Shus, Shayochid, and he's using a key to open a door in the Rishus Rabim. Or Rishus Rabim, Vivtav Rishus Shayochid. One may not do that. Elam Ken, Osim Chis, Gvayat Hadfachim, the Rameir. Rameir says that the conditions that are necessary to be matter that. Meaning, that as far as we're concerned, that Rameir is Goyze, that he might bring it to where he is. And then he'll be transferring Rishuyis, which is the Nisr Ayatim. On that, the Gemara says, Amaloi, the Mishnah continues, Amaloi, the Chachomim said to the Meir, Mais v'shuk shal pitim, shal bishulayim, shal nreil m'nich mafteach v'chalon, shal gabi ha-pesach. So the Chachomim argue on him, and they say over a ma'isam, a practical application that we see that they got a heter, that it's mutter to do this. Exactly what it was, but the point over here is that there's a machlokes whether we're goyzer or not. Whether we're goyzer, someone who's standing on reshus, for him to be metalpum in a different reshus. That's more by us over here means to say that the way Rav Chinna bar Shlami said over the Mishnah that one may not do that, he's giving over the halacha what Rav Meir would hold in this case. So he's changing the Mishnah from being the Rabbanon, who would say it's mutter, and he's learning within the Mishnah according to Rav Meir. And this was what Rav said back to him, that why are you learning the Mishnah like Rav Meir leaving the Shitas Rabbanon? And I think Moshe says, who saw from the Sefer Rav Meir, Reish Nami Rav Meir, that he thought that since the Sefer, the latter Mishnah, we'll see in a minute, Rav Ashi learned the first of the Mishnah over here. There's a latter Mishnah which is Rav Meir, so he understood that Mishnah should be according to the same Tana, and that's why he changed our Mishnah in terms of Rav Meir. Below he says Rav Meir Reish Rabbanon, and on that Rav's point, Lohi, that there's no need. There's nothing that's forcing us to make the two Mishnahs have to be the same. We could leave the gears in the Mishnah as we have it, and this Mishnah will be the Rabbanon, and that Mishnah will be Rav Meir. Now, Kapan, what we see from over here is that there's a machlekes in this case. Right? This is the same machlekes that we have in Apkuf Aleph Omer Aleph, would be applicable over here. And therefore, if we pass connect Rabbanon, so we've been mutter in both cases to be metalful. He's standing one Rishus, metalful and different Rishus, so we're not concerned that one might bring it in. Being that we're familiar with these halachas, things like that, so I'll just ask you a side question over here. That, you know, it would seem to be over here that we're concerned that he might end up bringing it in. And apparently that's been issued in Raisa, and the question is whether we're chayish for that. I'll be concerned that he might do that, that should be a basis to after him from being metalful in the first place while he's standing in a different rishus. Now, we've seen in the past here, Sechel Shabbos, that the halacha is that if someone, let's say, someone makes an akira, someone lives something in a house, let's say, with intention, he plans on just bringing it from one place in the Shiyach, another Shiyach, and he changes his mind, he walks out. So the halacha in that case is that there's no issur d'oraisa over there, because since when he originally made that akira, it wasn't al das to make that nacha in a makam that's awesome. So there's no issur d'oraisa in such a thing. So in our case over here, apparently, it doesn't sound like he was originally planning on bringing it in. He plans on moving it from one place to another. And we're concerned that it might end up in this rishus. So one might question over here is that even if that would happen, but it's not a question of an issur d'oraisa over here. Right, and Xer over here seems to be assuming that is the right question, whether we're choshish for that or not. Okay, so we'll just leave that ha'ora just for the fact that we know a lot of bikiyas and halachas already, so we'd appreciate such a question. Okay, but that's the gemara over here. Now, when Rashi explains his Gemara over here, explaining why Rav Chinna bar Shlamya wanted to learn an our Mishnah, Lo Yamid Rishit Rav Meir, Midasei for Meir, Reish Nami Rav Meir. Rashi says, what's the Midasei for Rav Meir? Which Rav Meir are we referring to? Rashi says, the Mishnah of La Yiftach. Right? Just Mishnah and Kafal that we're talking about, that it's Rav Meir who starts off that Mishnah. Tosfos, if you look over here on top of the page, Tosfos brings Rashi. Pirush b'kontra sefer et ahid lo yiftach da'ir bo Rav Meir. That kosher the rechok yeis midai. Tosfos asks that kosher. There's a slight question here. to learn such a pshat. The Mishnah is very, very far off. To say that the Gemara was referring to that Mishnah over there should have a bearing on this Mishnah, since that Mishnah is Rav Meir, and therefore that this should be Rav Meir. Taisa says that it wouldn't seem that the Gemara is referring to that. It would seem that we're referring to something a little closer, more in the vicinity. Therefore, Taisa says, "Nearly read the Sefer, the Layashtin, the Yorok, the Pol Galer, Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Bar Plukta, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir." Taisa says that it's actually referring to this. The Sefer means in our Mishnah itself over here, in the Hemshech of our Mishnah, which is really concerning another halacha, that there's a shitas of Yehuda, and it seems to be, Taisa understands that there's a machlekes over here. Rabbi Yehuda saying is coming to say this halacha of a person shouldn't walk once it's nitlash the reik the fiv, person uproots in his mouth reik, it's a masai. The Tanakhama, the one who was before Rabbi Yehuda, Meir, and that's what the Gemara means over here. And I said, we'll see. This might come up. Does come up? We shall even talk about a little bit later in the Gemara. So we have Machlekes over here. This Gemara right over here. That means this Gemara says that the Gemara discusses a concern whether the fact that the Reish is Rabbanon and the Sefer Meir is a problem or not. Right? That seems to be the issue between Rabbi Chinna and Rav. And the Gemara seems to say, we have no problem with that. Right? No reason to do that. Reisha could be the Rabbanon, the Sefer could be Rabbi Meir. Right? That's what comes out of this Gemara. Right? Gemara has no difficulty. And we just mentioned this Mahalikis Rashi and Taisus, what the Reisha, what the Sefer that we're referring to. Is a Sefer the din of La Yistach Adam? It's a mission later on, but on the other hand, and this might be negated, that it's mamish the same halacha, and then Klinkin Taisus learned it's much closer in location, but the halacha is really, it's not the same halacha at all, it just happens to be the same Tana. Okay. Now let's see over here the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah says as follows. Vayamid Adam Mishus Hayochar V'yishte Bishus HaRabim. Bishus HaRabim V'yishte Bishus Hayochar. This Mishnah is talking about a person standing in one Mishus and he's putting his head into the other Mishus where the water is and he's drinking. This Mishnah says, Lo Yamid Adam Mishus Hayochar V'yishte Bishus HaRabim Mishus HaRabim V'yishte Bishus Hayochar. A person may not do that. Elam Ken Hechnet Reisha V'ruv L'makum Shushoyisa. The only time that he could do that is if he has Rosh Veruba, his head in Moses by in the Mishus where he's drinking, then he could do that. Otherwise, we're concerned that he'll bring in the thing, the cup of water that he's holding, he'll bring it to himself. Right? This Mishnah seems to be saying that we are Goyzer. Right? Definitely is saying that we are Goyzer. We don't let him do this. We're concerned he'll pull it in unless he's substantially inside that Mishus. That there's no reason for him to bring it into this just because he's actually over there. V'chein begas. And the Mishnah ends off by saying that so too begas in a wine press has the same halacha. And we'll see in the Gemara what this is referring to. So Rashi on that Mishnah. B'yushta b'shus harabim. B'yoshit savar l'shus harabim. He's standing in the Yochid. He's drinking in the Mishnah harabim. He's sticking his neck into the Rambam Yishta. That's what he's doing. Mishnah, you shouldn't. One may not do that. Why? Gzeru Hashem Yachnas Akli Etzlo. This is over here. We are making the Gzeru. We're concerned that he might bring the Kli that he's drinking where he is. Vachem Begatz Rashi says Mefash Meli Ma'itzim. Rashi says that it's actually Machlekes Nigimora, but Rashi says that this part of Mishchem Begatz might not even be referring to Hilchos Shabbos at all. The Gemara asks the question, Reisha Rabbonon V'Sefer Rav Meir. In fact, moral question, that we just learned the Mishnah before, right? This is, you know, how we have the Mishnah, how Rav, that Oymid Admin Shisram, a person may do that, we're not Goyzer. And this Mishnah over here says that we are Goyzer. Mo has a problem. Right? Reisha Rabbon was safer than Meir. And this is where we mentioned before that we have to see how this works out with the previous Gemara, right? Because the previous Gemara, I mean, that Kinir was the issue right before Reisha Rabbon, and the Gemara said, Veloyi, right? We have no problem with that. So why did something become a problem now? Right? So the Rishonim work out as far as Rashi and Tosfos. As a matter of fact, I think. Marshot talks about this. If you look in the Marshot, those who have Marshot.
Sorry.
Here, you're my. If you look at the Marsha over here, you see there's the Marsha on the study test, the third piece starts with the Gemara. You see what that would be? Gemara, Reisha Rabbon Mesefer Rameh, Amar Rabbi Yosef. You see what that would be? So the Marsha speaks out like this. The Pirush Rashi Micha. According to Rashi, before, and this is how he starts, how he works out the cheshbon. He says, apparently, according to Rashi, we understand Afagav el Masik Reisha Rabban v'Sefer Rab Meir, even though the Gemara before came out without any problem, Reisha Rabban v'Sefer Rab Meir. Ve'ein nir loy dochuk, and it was no problem to the Gemara. The Gemara didn't feel any that there was any problem with that. So why suddenly now? So we have the problem. That's what the Marsha is saying. According to Rashi, we could take care of that. Hanemishum de Mishnayis rechoykim hein. Just as Tosfos was ma'ir in Rashi, you know, whether there should be any problem at all. Rashi, if he learns that was the issue in Abchia, so the reason that's good for the reason why according to Rashi he wasn't concerned, because the Mishnayis rechoykim, they're far away, so that's why there was no concern in the previous Gemara. Abul hocha poruch reisha rabban sefer ameir. But over here, the Gemara asks the question: the nirloi dochok lemer can be mishnayis as smuchis kolkach. But mishnayim kishar one right after the other, that the Gemara wasn't so fast to accept it over here. So that's the difference. According to Rashi, you know, the point that Tosfos mentioned on Rashi over there, but that's what's going to explain the two Gemaras. That in itself, right? That's why the Gemara was Rav was acceptable. The Gemara was acceptable over there because they're far away. Right? Even though Rabchinino was concerned about that, but the Maskana Sagmora, which was not concerned about, is the reason for that is for that point in itself, the fact that the Mishnah is Rechaikis. This Gemara over here, which has a problem because the two Mishnah is one right after the other. Avlapirisha Tosis Leum, the Sefer of Meir, Hainu, Hahid Liashin Odom, Liashin. Marsha is saying, however, according to the Tosfos learns over there, that the Sefer is in that, right at the next part of that Mishnah itself, V'yashtin, V'reisha Rabbonon, Hahi, Do'emir Odom, V'ein Nir Loi Dochuk, Usmuchas Heimamish. So according to the Tosfos learned one before. So the Reish and the Sefer were close. And nevertheless, Rav was not concerned, and the Maskaran Sagamore, they were not concerned the fact that the Reish is one and the Sefer is another, right? So if so, Im Kain, my Porch Reish Avon Sefer Rav Meir, Berchoykos Yoyse Mehen. If you're not concerned, write neighboring Mishnayos. So the next Mishnah, why should it be concerned?
It would even be stronger, right? Because the Reisha, we're already out of Reb Meir, right?
Well, he probably means concerning this halacha over here, right? That's a different halacha. Okay, so let's skip a line over here, and Taisa says v'yesh liyashiv. V'yesh liyashiv. So we could say an explanation according to Taisa. The sefer del el Reb Meir he loyash loyorik ene soiser reisha the emir adam the atzik rabbonim. That the way Taisa learns the Gemara, so these two mishnayos they're not really the same halacha. We're just dealing with authors. Who is the one who's saying like that? That was the issue in the Gemara, right? So being that the two Mishnayos are not discussing the same halacha, therefore they don't contradict each other. So that's why we're acceptable Reisha Rabbanan and Sefer Reb Meir. Avol hocha maksha Reisha Rabbanan hahid oime v'sefer Reb Meir hahid layamid the hanach Mishnayos sasri ador. Because being that they're dealing with the same halacha itself. So that's the concern that we have, that to have two Mishnayos, one right after the other, which are dealing with the same halacha, that we should suddenly shift without making any mention of the names. That's the concern, right? So that's what Rashi explains according to Tosfos, that being that these halachas are not the same halacha, just happens to be Tanoim, whoever holds this halacha, but since this halacha is not the same halacha, we don't have a contradiction between the two Mishnahs, one right after the other. So that's why the Mora before was acceptable when you're dealing with in this Mishnah itself having the Reish the Rabbanah and the Sefer Reb Meir. But when it comes to this Mishnah, since it's the same halacha concerning the Gzeira, that's why the Mora asked the question. Okay, so that's just a little in the Cheshbon over here. I'm not sure it helps us out. Okay, now let's see the Gemara. So the Mora is asking, is bothered by the question, Reish Rabbanah Sefer Reb Meir. Rabbi Yosef b'chafeitzim sh'slichon de v'yakol. Rabbi Yosef answers, and he says that we'll have to say that this Mishnah over here comes out according to everyone. Even the Rabbanon in the previous Mishnah who said, Oymid Adam, to be in Kibim B'talatum. However, in this Mishnah over here, they agree that it's Osir. V'chafeitzim sh'tzrichim loy, things that a person needs, v'di v'yakol. Everyone agrees to that. Right? So we don't have to say that Reish Rabbanan Sefer Reb Meir, because this Sefer Rabbanan agrees to also, because there's more of a reason to be geizer over here. Let's see that first Rashi, the first part of the first Rashi. Rashi says as follows, Reish Rabbanan, le'el le'kimna l'hodik t'ani o'imin o'dam b'shus ha'yochad u'metalat b'shus ha'rabim. Before we established that Mishnah, which says that Mosek Rabbanon Pliglei Reb Meir, that's the Rabbanon Chita who are a mayor in the Mishnah by Mafteach, Pulei Gazino Shemiyachnes, and they're not Goyzer Shemiyachnes. Vahoka, and in this Mishnah, Goyzer Shemiyachnes, this Mishnah is Goyzer Reb Meir. It's going to Chita Reb Meir. That's the basis of the Gemara's question. Right, we'll leave this second half of the Rashi for right now. And that Gemara answers. Now let's hear good the Gemara's teret. How Rashi explains the Gemara's teret. B'chafeitzim atzrichin loy. Things that a person needs. Afilu rabbanon moidu d'gozer b'hu. Even the rabbanon who are not gozer in the other instances over here, they are. D'mitoch shehu tzoruch lahem. Since he needs them, we're concerned. Yachnisem etzloy. He'll bring them to himself. He'll koch. Therefore, mashkem alol tzrichin levegazinim. Since it's the drink that he, it's something that he needs to drink. He's drinking. Therefore, we're goyzer. But something that he doesn't need, just moving it from there, that we're not goyzer. So Rashi learns, chafeit ha-matzrichim lo really refers to the drink, the mashke. Right? That's how Rashi explains. If you look in the Rambam, and we can even see it in the Pirush Mishnayos, if we have it in the Pirush HaMishnayos, you probably have it in your Gemara. The Rambam learned the Gemara Teretz over here a little bit different, and it comes out a cool according to the Rambam. In back of most Gemaras, there's a Pirush HaMishnayos to the Rambam. They probably have a separate section. Let's see over here by you. On this Mishnah, you see where that is? He has the two Mishnahs put together. You see where it's probably over there, it's probably after the Rosh.
More after the Rosh.
More of different places. This that it's also to stand in one mishus and to drink in another, b'tnai shetia hashir b'kelim noim shuhu tzorach aleim. You hear the Rambam? Rambam says that the condition is that he's using kelim noim, nice kelim, shehud tzorach aleim, that he needs them, the kelim. And he can't leave them in this other rishus because of their importance. If we permit him to drink with them, we're concerned that he'll might end up transferring the rishus. Avlam ein lishom kelim chashuvim. What does it say over there? What's the next word you have?
Etzlo.
Oh, etzlo. Okay. Im ein l'sham kem chashuv me'etzlo. If they're not kem chashuv, mutter lishtois, then it's mutter. V'afil la'yichnois reyshe v'rubei l'mokam shusar shoyis. Even without doing that. So the Rambam is clear. The Rambam has an additional condition to this iser. Not in Rashi, it would seem to be, that's how most Rishonim learn, that it's the drinking. It's the purpose that he's moving it. That's what the issue over here is. The drinking is something which he needs, so that's what's making the iser. It's irrelevant what kind of kelim he's using. The Rambam learns that there's additional condition over here. If he's drinking in kelim chashuvim, then we're concerned that since he needs the kli, the kli chashuv, and then he doesn't want to leave it, we're concerned he might not want to leave it there. That's when we have the chashash that he'll bring it in, and then it's also. But otherwise it's mutter. You need the both conditions over here. And unfortunately, say that the Gemara would be mashed like the Rambam. The Gemara says something about chafetim hatzrichim loy. Right? It sounds like we're talking about the utensil, right? Not so much what the purpose of what he's doing. And this is brought in halacha when the mechaber in Shin Nun brings the halacha. See, he first brings the halacha in the first mishnah, the abonu shita, that it's mutter to stand in one rishus and be metapul in another rishus, and we're not concerned that he'll bring them to him. And Mechaber says kiven she'en tzrichim loy b'makom shum oymid shom. That's how these two halachas come together. These are the conditions. Since he doesn't need where he's standing, he doesn't need the thing that he's being taught from the place where he's standing. That's the basis of the hetzer. That's the mishav mafteach, right? You're trying to open something over here. The mafteach is not going to help you over here. You don't need a mafteach over here. You just want to transfer from one place over there to there in order to open the lock, and something similar to that. That you can't do, or if the other way, that you need the right to be machin, so yishav ruba, like the Mishnah says, the kivish and soch elu hamayim chayshin and shem yevi elof. V'yesh meforshim, the mechaber brings the chafetz amatzichim lehanek kelim noim, nice kelim chashuv shem soch lahem, aval imhem kelim she'enem noim. But if he's drinking in kelim shena, paper cup, muta lishta is bohem, then it's muta apu shloi haiti reisha v'rubi. Ela shahoshit tavar levad, that's muta. Ushatel tuum chutz mishti afil kelim noem muta l'talp l'shloi gozal al b'kelim noem uber shoyse bohem shum kavim l'piv. And it's that for sure that it has to be a function that he needs. The Rambam has an additional condition, kelim noim. So if you're missing one of these two conditions, then it's mutter. Right? So according to the Rambam, comes out a cool over here, right? Let's take with the paper cup, whether you have to be Rosh Rubai inside or not. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Eliyahu Rabba to a Ikka Kisvari Shaina. Right? So you have to be machmer, actually, even if you're using plastic cup, we shouldn't be doing this. Now the Gemara continues. Of another application which is probably more prevalent for us, Iboiluhu, Kamlis Mai. What's the halacha in the Kamlis? This gzeira that we just learned right now, that they're bonin amaskim, bonin agree that we're gozer by a shoysim. Till now we're discussing Rishus Rav and Rishayoch. What about a karmelis? He's one of the two rishuyos is a karmelis. So at worst, it's an isid rabbonon. Karmelis ma umra abaya hihi. Abaya holds no. Same gzeira applies. Even though the rishuyos that we're dealing with is a rabbonon. Omar Rava, no, Rava argues. He goes for gzeira. That even when you have Rishus Deraisa, it's only a gzeira, what he's doing. Right? We're just concerned that he might come, but what he's doing right now is no problem. It's a gzeira. And should we get up and establish, set up one gzeira to be careful of something else, which is a gzeira that you find many times in Shas, a gzeira, that we're not gzeira. We're only gzeira only when you could lead to a Deraisa, but if at worst it's only going to lead to Rabbanan, so then we're not machmer on that. So there's a machlekes Abaye and Rav over here, whether this halacha applies to a kamelis also. Let's see the Rashi's over here, okay? Kamelis mai, see the third wide line in the Rashi's up towards the bottom. Ma ushayame b'kamelis yishtu b'shayoche b'shayoche b'shayoche. Person standing in the kamelis, may he drink in a rishus hayochid or a rishus harab. Okay, hihi zok Rashi ki heichid liyamet rishus harab mish rishus hayochid kach liyam kamelis yish rishus hayochid. That's what hihi means, right? It has the same halacha. Yeah, that's also awesome. And that Rava says no, he goof a gzeira. Even if he actually does bring the kli to himself, there's no issa deraisa. So that in itself is derabonon. The change of rishuyos that he did was from a seram into a kamelis, and that in itself is oster that he shouldn't come to bring from a seram to a seram. Therefore, is that a basis that we should ask the Zera Otto the Hachnos, if the Hachnos itself is only an Isra Darbonon? So therefore, Rava holds that in the Kamus it will be Mutter. You don't need the Rosh of Erubai. Omar Abai, the Gemara continues. Omar Abai, Mino Amino Lo. How do I know to say this? How do I know to that Chazal were concerned and they were going there over here, even in the Kamus? Midikotanu V'chein Begas. The Mishnah says, V'chein Begas. Rashi explains, we'll see in a minute, that what is the Mishnah coming to add? V'chein Begas. So too in the gas. What's the point? I mean, if we were talking about a gas which involves the shoes, the Rai, so it's the same halacha. So what's the Hisofa? So on that, Abaye says that I see that the Mishnah is coming to tell me a Hisofa that even in the Kamus, right? That Chazal over here were concerned and they extended the Xeris. Look, Rashi on top, V'chein Begas. V'chein Begas Mahi. Begas in the Mishnah, what kind of Rishus is it? Ibushus HaYochid. If it was the Yochid, Kom Liyam, Ibushus HaRabim, V'yosh Tzavar Begas. A person in the Mishnah is coming to say a person shouldn't stand in the Rabim and extend his neck into the gas. V'yito Kli V'yishten. Take a Kli and drink. Hotan L'Reisham. We said in Reisha. So what's the additional chiddush? El olav, the gas, the carmelis. We're talking about a gas which is a carmelis. Kigoyin she'ena govoya yud. If it's not yud tfochim hoy, so it's mokum dalid and govoya yud carmelis. So this is where Abaye bases what he says that he understands that it's a chiddush. They're saying usually when I go there, gzeira. However, he says, I see in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah apparently is coming to say, that in this case, Chazal were concerned, and they extended, like we find, Kulachod Zera, we find certain times, that they included Karmelis in this Zera. On that, the Gemara says, Rava Omano, Linyan Meiser, that the Chen Legas, is not telling me an additional Chiddush in the Isser Shabbos, which would include Karmelis, but it's talking about something else, a different halacha. It's concerning Inyan Maiser. V'chein Amar Avsheshes, v'chein Begas Inyan Maiser, Disnan. What is the halacha of Maiser that applies over here? Disnan. Sheisen al hagas, be'mecham be'mitzenen u'potr. That we know the halacha is that if a person makes an achila, that's achila saroi, so it's not mechuyiv in take off maestres. So the Mishnah is saying that Sheis Nal Hagas, if someone is drinking wine by the press itself, whether he's going to dilute it with hot water, cold water, it's considered a Shtiyas Aroi and he's part of the River of Meir. But Reb Tzadok Mechayev, he's Mechayev, HaChachomim, Oyer Malacha, Mechayev, HaSeinen, part of Neshe Machas, HaMoisan. We don't have to go into that right now, but we see over here in this Mishnah that there's a din of Achilas Aroi, Shtiyas Aroi, which is not Mokhiv in Maestris. Now Rashi explains that this is all if you're drinking in the gas. If one's standing outside the gas, if let's say you'd be totally out of the gas, then he wouldn't have this heter. So that becomes the question over here, that if he's partially in the gas, partially out, that the Mishnah comes to say that also over here that same halacha follows, that we have exerit, he will have to be Rosh HaVerubai in the gas, otherwise we're concerned that he'll take it out and then it'll be considered a Shtiyas Keva, which will be Mechuyav Maaseh. Let's see the Rashi over here. Shoyis Nal Hagas, the second Rashi, the third boy line on top. Shoyis Nal Hagas Oy Meid Al Hagas the whole man shall yahoitzi l'chutz, that as long as he didn't bring it out of the pressing area, lav shias kfahi, it's not considered shias kfa. Upotem namaiser ben shemosku b'cham ben shemosku b'tzern, according to Reb Meir. And the Rashi over here explains the other shittas. Let's just try to get back to us over here. Okay, let's foul down to the end of the next Rashi. Umasnis and the Katani. See where it is? Four lines from the back, from the Rashi on the Mishnah. Umasnisin the Katani. Our Mishnah, which says V'chem Begas Reb Meir he. Is Reb Meir Shita? Beim Tzayim Beim Das is no difference. Ukatani. What our mission means to say is as following: that person shouldn't be standing on the karka area, unless he extends himself into the gas area. Otherwise, we have a similar gzeira over here. So that's what Rav is saying, that. And like I mentioned before, even our Quint Abaye, he wouldn't have said this on his own, that it's the same Gzer L'Chara, only because he sees that in the Mishnah. So therefore, once Rava explains that the Mishnah is not referring to that at all, so there's no basis anymore to extend the Gzer to a Kambalist. And the Mishnah is coming to say that the same Gzer that we have in Hilchos Shabbos also applies to Hilchos Maasros. So therefore, what should come out is lahalacha. In a kamus, we shouldn't have this problem at all. Now we pass in like rovel, and that's what the mechaber brings over here. Aba mutter lamba b'shus hayachad oy b'shus lamba b'lishus b'kamus. That's mutter by ipcha. Like the Gemara says, because over there you can't come to an Issa Deraisa, it's Gzeira L'Gzeira. Okay. Now let's see if we can get this in between part over here. Important halachas over here, and let's go back to the Mishnah over here. The Mishnah from before, the second part of the Mishnah. Lo yamid ol mishus hayochi v'yashin mishus harabim mishus haram v'yashin mishus hayochi. This is a new halacha over here. Right? It's not a question of a gzeira. This is actually a hoytzor problem. The Mishnah says lo yamid ol mishus hayochi v'yashin mishus harabim. Person standing in one rishus and he's being mashed him. He's going to the bathroom and it goes into the other rishus. That's also the Mishnah says. The chen liyorok and person shouldn't spit also. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he adds a halacha af mishnilas roike b'fiv lo yehalcha b'amas ad sheyorok. Even if he's not spitting it out, but once it's uprooted in his mouth, the spit, it's already considered a masri, and therefore he shouldn't be walking, because there's a problem of carrying the Abba Amas Bisho Sarabim, or for that matter to change the shoes. Let's see, look Rashi says the Yashtin Bisho Sarabim. This is the map of Moshe Yochon Shah Sarabim, right? It's not a Xero over here. This is actually making the Hitzom. Mishin Lashreke Befiv, Mishinega Venev Sachlotzes. When it was gathered together and it's ready to go. Lo Yahach Abba Amis Achi Yoruk, Rashi says, the Kirin Mashad Yikoi, since at this point it's ready to be spit out, Masayhu, it's already a Masay. Meaning to say that saliva in a person's mouth is vital to his goof, so it wouldn't be considered that he's carrying at all. But once it came to a point that he's ready to spit it out, then already it's not vital to his goof, it's considered a separate entity. Massively, the person should not walk without Amos. Now the Mishnah, the Gemara over here says as follows. Let's pick up over here in this Gemara. The Amr al-Mishnah Yochid Omar b'yisiv hishtin v'rok chayiv chatos. Hishtin v'rok. Let's say one does do that. Are we dealing with an issur d'oraisa or not? Lo yashtin, right, is an issur, right? That could be an issur d'rabbanan. Rabbi Yosef says Hishnim v'lo chayv chatas. No, we're dealing with an isidarayis over here. That's what Rabbi Yosef says. And that's more asks the question of Bina Kir Vanocha Me'al Gabe Mokim Dalid Feleka. Gemara asks, we saw this in Sechir Shabbos, that there's two parts to Aitzo, Anakim Nanochom, and in general, it has to, they have to be from a Mokum Dalad, from a Mokum Choshev. The kid has to be, the thing has to be uprooted from a Mokum Dalad, has to be placed into a Mokum Dalad. And that was, remember, we saw that Sugi at the beginning of Sechir Shabbos with Yodoy, that was the Sugi over there. So the Gemara is asking that in this case, Hishtin Virok, the Akira, is not from a Mokum Dalit. So how could Rabbi Yosef say that the Chiyav Chatas over here, and he said the rice is being done? And that Gemara says an important Yisoid, that in certain situations, certain instances, even though in actuality you don't have the Dalit Amos, but Machshavta, his intention could give the place the chashivas of a makom dalet, and with that he'll have a full akira or hanocha, even though you don't actually have that size. Now Rashi explained over here machshavtei. Rashi says, you see Rashi, that's the second narrow line on top. Machshavtei shu tzorach lakach. The fact that he needs this, he needs to make this, he needs to take this out, mishavilo haitzor chashuvu, makes the haitzor chashuvu. A component of akira, an akira chashuvu. That's what we're looking for. Now the Gemara brings a raya to this concept. The Gemara says as follows. Were you not to say like this, were you not to accept that his machshava could give chashivas to facilitate an akir nanocha, even though it's on a place which is less than dalid? The Gemara is going to bring an application. This is already talking about hanocha. We're shmuzing akira, and that's talking about hanocha. Someone throws something, and Taisa talks about the gifts of Noch, which has an implication a little bit different than what we want to say over. Actually, he's intending to throw it to the dog, throw it into the kibshin. He wants the dog to eat it, he wants to burn it. Over there, you should have a similar problem. Elo, you see from Ravon, machshavta mishave lemokum. The fact that he specifically wants it there gives it the chashivas of a mokum hanocho to facilitate the hanocho. Hochenami machshav mishave lemokum. So to over here, that his machshava could give it a chashivas to give us the akira that we need. Machshavta mishave lemokum. Now Tosis points out over here in this halacha of machshav mishav lemokim, if you look in the third Tosis says dafka b'chei agavna, specifically in such a situation dinene ba'oise mokim tfei shebemokim acher, only if there's some intrinsic benefit in this place over a different place, then the fact that you want it here will give it the chashivas. Kigoyim b'pikelev shechlena, he's throwing the pikelev, he wants the dog to be able to eat it. With the kivshin shetisorisham, he wants it to burn. V'chein hishtin v'rok. Also, we have there's a specific intention for this place more than other places. Avol zorak ha-makloys el shum dover. That a person throws something on a small area, on a makel. Right? It's not dalad al dalad. Even though he wants it to land over there, loy omer machshavta mishav lemokim. But over there, we wouldn't say machshavta mishav lemokim, being that there's nothing special about this place more than some place like Tosfos says. You need nene ba'isem mokim in order for his machshava. You have to be working with something that has an intrinsic benefit that his machshava therefore will help to to make that into, give it a chashivas of a mokim. If there's nothing intrinsic in that place, then his mir machshavo is not going to help for this. As Taisi points out over here. Now, just the Ma'irim's point that Shlomo mentioned last night, that as far as Hishtin Verok, the Gemara tells us that there's more, actually more takes care of that Kira, so fine, it's not even that it is Nisidarais. On that, he was Ma'irim that Lachoidim, this Hoitzah is Ein Tzorach L'Gufa. This will be similar to Hoitzah HaMeis. Right, he's not interested in putting the chef and the rock over the ear. He just wants to take it away from where it is, which is similar to how Hoitzas HaMeis. The Gemara told us that in Tzvich Guvas told him Machlokes Shimon Yehuda. So if we look in the riff, I saw that the riff over here raises that point exactly like he said. If you look over here in the riff, it's like on page 64 over here in Zape or riff. You see where that is? So he brings out Gemara right in the middle. Om Abiyesef Hishtin Oirokak B'Shegi Chayv Chatzis. You see what that is? Maybe you have the same dafin that we have. Look for Lamed Gimel over there, and that should be over here. You have Lamed Gimel? That's Lamed Gimel over there?
Lamed Aleph.
Here. Oh, it's on Lamed Aleph?
Yeah, it's Lamed Aleph.
Here, so turn one back one page. It should be over here. Do you see over here? Omar Abiyasif is a Hishtin Zerok? Yeah? Okay. Omar Abiyasif Hishtin Zerok at Bushagi Chaim Chatov. He quotes the Gemara. Domarova Zog Pikel Kivshin Schaiv Am Mashat Mishav Lamok Mokhna Mishat Lamokhan. Zog the Rift. This is the Rift's edition. The Hanemil of Yehud is on a Lochashin Zihoguva Chaiv Aleo. This is very good, right? This is, of course, only a quote of Yehud who says that Lochashin Zihoguva Yechayev. Dumid Ahmoyte Hamez Bemitzah. Avlab Shimon Potter. The heroic, einay tzorach lehonis boy achar shirokikoy. Right, he has no benefit from the roik after he spits it out. It's just need. It's just his intention, just to get it out. Therefore, the Rif says, like you're saying, it's interesting that I didn't see this in any of the other Rishonim, but in the Rif, right, the roish of Rishonim says it like this. Now, there is a. How do we pass them? Like, you know, the reason why you find this halach in the Ram, because the Ram is taka passing, and mochash in tzuchel gufa is taka chayev, right? And the mefoshim in the Rosh, taka talk about this over here, that this might be a source. The Rosh brings this. He doesn't bring this part of the Rish, but he just brings the Gemara chayev chatzis, and they use this as a source that the Rosh seems to, from here, we seem to pass them, like the Shittas Rambam, like the pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that Mlochen Shittas Gufa is Chayes. Okay, but the Yehor is well taken, right? That's what it says in the Rif. It says in the Rif. Okay, let's just finish off this piece of Gemara while we're over here. Boy Rova. Hu b'rishis ha-yochor p'i ha-amah b'rishis ha-rab ma'hu. Bosa ha-kir ha-zlin and the Bosa yitzi ha-zlin and take them. Moreover, here when Moses is discussing this din of being mashed in, the Gemara clears the shaila. The Gemara is misupik that where does the akira take place? In his guf, or the akira takes place only when it leaves his guf, and it'll be an afkamina if a person standing in such a position that. His guf is in one is in, let's say, the Rosh Hashanah, the piyama is in the Rosh Hashanah, and where the hanocha is going to be. So is that an akira? Is that a haitzah meshus to shus? On that, the Gemara says blabs with a tekel, with a sophic. Being that this is a sophic, so therefore, la halocha, you have to be machmir. Therefore, even if a person will be standing in such a position, that it will be awesome. It will be awesome. Now, interestingly enough, what's the halacha in a karmel? Right, in such a sofik. Mechaber paskins liyam lo mishram yashdin na yorok mishus hayochid oy bekarmelis oy ipcha. So he sets the original halacha, which told me mishram mishus hayochid mishus the right, so, and he includes karmelis, right? Oy bekarmelis. That's talking, right? Afilim hayti piv amosel lechot, which is including the morosophic, and he says even in such a case. So Mechaber seems to be saying that even in a karmelis you have to be machmer. Right? We're asking this over here. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Vilna Gaon that's not so simple. That lechoida, since the Gemara blabs with a tekel, right? So it's a sophic in the Gemara what the halacha is. So generally, if you're dealing with a derais, you have to be machmer. If you're dealing with a rabbanon, you'd be able to be makel. That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings. Bilosh Mishnah of Ma'as Kam Islam, it's also even in these cases. Omnam and Birgul Kosav, the Kim the Zedin Ashir Mishnah is what? Mitam Sophic, the Osa Gemor Betekel, which is the Maskaran Sagamor is the Hatekel, which is Sophic. Therefore, Yeshlan Lahoko was of a Karmelis. Therefore, there'd be room to be makel in a Karmelis to shake a Jabonim. And it brings an example of that. That's according to the Goyen, one could be making such a situation if the Rishuyas are Rishuyas Rabbanan.